before we kick off tonight's show.
Warning, some viewers may find the following footage deeply disturbing.
Very disturbing indeed. Welcome, brave souls, to the dark and the mysterious world of the Kushtaka. Tonight we delve into the spine-tingling legend of the shape-shifting otter man from the Tlinic folklore. Prepare to be spooked, charmed, and maybe even laugh a little as we uncover the secrets of these mischievous creatures. So grab your copper, amulets, and hold on tight. Maybe try and pee yourself as well, because that will help with the otter men from the Alaska. It's going to be a wild ride, folks. And tonight, we are joined by our very lovely guest, the Lady in White, or also known as Vicky.
Hello.
She just said hello. You might not be able to hear that. In today's episode, we are going back to the cryptids. We are going back to the X. We broke up. And we're going to have to pick up some clothes, some CDs, and a toothbrush, folks. Damn it. Damn it. We're going to have to go back. We're going to have to go back into the ex's lair. It wasn't a pleasant relationship. I was fingered. I was groped. I enjoyed that bit, though. But she was very naggy. But anyway, we are doing cryptids again, folks. We are heading back to the cryptids, but this time we are in Alaska.
That freaking time.
As we start off tonight, if you are new here, welcome, and how the hell did you find me? Beware, I am heavily, heavily dyslexic, even with things I've wrote myself. You can play a shot game if you want. You can play a shot game as much as I fuck up. When I fuck up, you can take a shot. Fireball is the shot of my choice. It's up to you, or you can, you know, click close and not listen to me again. It's up to you. I'm not really that bothered. As normal, I like to drink on these, and I am drinking a pulpit. A pulpit. I'm going to hold you up to the camera. It's flair. It's a nice cider. Oh, before I start, cue that gay music. Do you want to read it?
It says in there, we bring together the best techniques and the ability to produce epic tasting cider that is available to everyone. For us, every cider we make is more authentic and superior in taste to the mainstream stuff you may have tasted before. We're honest, bold, with no added bull to hit you with the flavours that we know you'll love. There you go.
There you go, folks. We're going to crack this open and give it a little taste. I'll give it a smell, the sniff. Oh, very cidery. Very cidery. Oh, that's quite nice, actually. Quite refreshing. Quite nice. You get a nice hint of apple. You get the heat from the cider itself. It's quite a flair cider. I guess that's why they call it flair. It's a 4.6. It's very nice. Smells just like your general cider. It's nice. I'd give it a 7.9. Enough of that. Let's cut that gay music and let's get on with tonight's show. So, the legend of the Kushtaka. Also known as the land otter, is a creature folklore of the Tlingit people of the Pacific Northwest coast of North America. These shape-shifting beings can transform. Oh, fuck's sake. That's the only part where we're doing like a drink. I can't leave that. Go ahead. I'll edit out. Oh, maybe that's actually. I might leave some of it in because a back and forth with you might be interesting to the people. These shape-shifting beings can transform between human and otter form, luring unsuspecting victims to their doom. Because who wouldn't trust an adorable otter with a sinister grin on his face? I know I would. Vicky probably would as well. Fun fact, the name Kushtaka means land otter man. In Ting... oh, for fuck's sake. I keep fucking up the name of the people and I don't want to butcher it. And I'd tingling it. Get in touch if I am butchering this name. The Lady in White has just informed me. I do apologise to all the Tlingit people if I am butchering your name. I really do apologise. But, you know, I am heavily dyslexic, so if I butchered it and you take offence, you know, don't let the door hit you on the way out. These creatures are believed to trap the souls of their victims, preventing them from reincarnating. Reincarnating, is that a thing? It just doesn't sound, it doesn't sound right to me, folks. Does it sound good to you? Sounds good to Vicky. The lady in white, sorry, I do apologise. I think the lady in white is haunted me. Shit, I'm paranormally activated. Wrong finger. That, I'm trying to get him haunted, folks. Just shout, Vicky, so people know you're actually here.
Hiya!
There you go. I'm not alone. I'm not. I am a crazy arsehole, but I'm not alone. But let's dive into one of the stories, the fisherman encounter. Our story begins with a lone fisherman known for his bravery and skill who decided to explore a remote river in Alaska. Little did he know his trip would be unlike any other. As the fisherman cast his line, he heard a faint cry of a woman in distress. Concerned, he followed the sound deeper into the forest, leaving his boat behind. The cries grew louder, more desperate, leading him to the clearing where he saw a figure hunched over. As he approached, the figure turned, revealing the face of a beautiful woman with the eyes of an otter. Before he could react, the woman transformed into a Kushtaka, its sharp teeth glinting in the moonlight. The fisherman tried to flee, but the creature was too fast. It grabbed him, dragging him towards the river. It grabbed him by the bollocks, probably. That's where I'd grab someone if I was a beautiful woman. In a desperate attempt to save himself, the fisherman remembered the Tlingit legend. He reached into his pocket, pulling out a small copper amulet. Who the fuck has a copper amulet on them? The Kushtaka recoiled, hissing in anger, and released its grip. The fisherman stumbled back to his boat, his heart pounding. He'd never returned to the river again, but the memory of the Kushtaka haunted him for the rest of his days. In a charming, I read whatever's on the prompter. So if you ever find yourself in the Alaskan wilderness and hear the cries of a woman, think twice before following the sound. It might just be a Kushtaka waiting to lure you in its trap. I know what I would be doing. I would be following that cries.
Let's make sure you got a copy of me in your handbag.
I would need to pee, Vicky. It's all right. If a beautiful woman's crying, well, I suppose you can only hear the cries. But what would you do, folks? Would you follow them cries? Would you go and investigate? I know I would. I would go and investigate. Not just because I'm a dirty bastard. I would go and investigate because it'd be creepy as well, I suppose. What would you guys do? Let me know in the comment section. What would you do, Vicky, if you heard the cries of a beautiful man?
A beautiful man?
Yes. Well, unless you want to... Let's do it. What would you do if you heard the cries of a beautiful woman?
I would want to know that they're beautiful if I can only hear the cry.
Well, obviously, we're just assuming that they're beautiful. What would you do? Well, obviously, she's listened to this show before, folks. She would pack up her copper amulet and a jar of urine. And she would venture in them woods. Although, let's ask the question, folks. Let's ask the question. What would you do if a beautiful man was crying? Assuming it's a beautiful man.
Was crying?
Yeah. Would you grab your copper amulet?
Yeah, and some pepper spray just in case.
And some pepper spray as well. Good advice, people. Good advice. So the website I'm at, I am only in your state if you want to check it out. I will link it in the show notes. While we might think these animals are the sweetest things on the planet, the Tlingit people have a legend about them that will keep you up at night. Sometimes terrifying things come in cute and cuddly packages. The coastal Tlingit people live in Alaska and Canada. Why would the fuck would you want to live in Canada? And have and have a known history of going back at least 10,000 years. These folks have been around and they know a thing or two about the planet and animal life in this territory. The Tlingit believe that some otters are actually shapeshifters that look like men. These creatures have an evil purpose to trap their victims and their souls to prevent them from reincarnating. That word still sounds funny. It certainly wouldn't be the first time a cute face has been used to ensnare victims. Why, what is the other cute face? These shape-shifting otters are called the Kushtaka or Kushdaka. The legend goes like this. As you are walking through the village or hunting in the woods or even fishing in the sea, a man or a group of men approach you. These men just look like kinsmen and you don't have a clue that they are actually the Kushtaka. In some cases, these malevolent creatures appear when you are lost or injured and claim that they intend to rescue you. However, they lead you deeper into the wilderness and either tear you into pieces or turn you into a Kushtaka, which prevents your soul from being able to reincarnate. Pretty terrifying. No, maybe not so. You definitely don't want to come across a Kushtaka in Alaska at night. We can see where some trust issues might develop from this legend. Interesting. If you're in the woods and a group of men approach, generally not a good sign. if you got your bucket of pee, just throw it at them. So, tips for if you ever come in contact with a Kushtaka. Surviving an encounter with the Kushtaka requires a mix of traditional knowledge and practical precautions. Here are some tips to help you stay safe. Carry copper. The Tlingit people believe that copper can ward off the Kushtaka. Carrying a copper amulet or a copper object might help keep these shapeshifters at bay. Bring a dog, because why the hell not? Man's best friend and all that. Little cute little dog, or even a big ass Alsatian. Why not? It is believed that dogs can be effective in deterring the Kushtaka. With their senses and instincts, enable them to alert humans to potential danger and even scare off the Kushtaka. Therefore, having a dog as a companion can provide a sense of safety and security in areas where the Kushtaka is believed to roam. I really sound like I'm fucking German. German man from the 30s. Kushtaka. Nein. That's all the German words I know. Avoid following strange noises. Why? Why avoid following strange noises? If I hear three donuts, I'm off. And it's not that strange of a noise if someone's shouting three donuts in the woods, is it? Or do you want to see some puppies? I'll definitely go and see that one. Avoid strange noises. The Kushtaka are infamous for emanating the sounds of women and children as a tactic to lure victims. If you encounter such noises in the wilderness in Alaska as well, refrain from investigating. Stay in groups, which is Well, why wouldn't you want to stay in a group? You know, traveling in groups can reduce the risks of encounter. The Kushtaka are less likely to approach a group of people than a lone individual. Use... Now, this one's a good one, folks. Use urine as a deterrent. According to the legend, urine can repel the Kushtaka, serving as a useful last resort. Or is that because there's some of the stories people have said they've come in contact with the shape-shifting mysterious monster and they've just pissed themselves? So, and with you pissing yourself, you've like... the Kushtaka's like, oh, fuck me, I don't want to attack this weirdo. He's just pissed himself. Maybe so, says the lady in white. Maybe so. I'll give myself one of them. Be cautious at night. Due to reports that the Kushtaka are more active at night, it is advisable to refrain from venturing into the remote areas after dark. It is essential to remain vigilant and be aware of your surroundings at all time to ensure your safety, folks. Trust your instincts, because if your gut tells you not to do it, don't fucking do it. If something feels off or you sense danger, trust your instincts and leave the area immediately. It's better to be safe than to be... Better to be safe than sorry or be inappropriately grabbed in the bollocks by a Kushtaka. Learning the folklore, understanding local legends and stories about the Kushtaka can provide valuable insights into their behaviour and how to avoid them. By following these tips, you can increase your chances of surviving. My dyslexia is all over the fucking place. By following these tips...
You what?
By following these tips, you can increase your chances of staying safe in areas where the Kushtaka are believed to roam. Stay vigilant and always be prepared for the unexpected. So, if that doesn't put you off and you want to meet the Kushtaka, do you want to meet the Kushtaka, Vicky? Or the lady in white? She said, yeah, let's go for it. Very nonchalantly as well. Very nonchalantly. She's got a bottle of piss, folks. She's fine. She's fine with a bottle of piss. But if you are curious and you are wanting to meet the Kushtaka, meeting the Kushtaka is a risky endeavour. Given their reputation in the Tlingit folklore, and I've just spit all over my microphone. However, if you determine to seek out these shape-shifting otter men, here are some steps you might consider. This is what I'm interested in, folks. Visit remote areas in Alaska. The Kushtaka reportedly inhabit the remote forests and rivers of Alaska, especially in the southeastern regions. Locations such as the Tongass National Forest, I do apologize if I butcher that word, and areas around the Inside Passage. That does not make sense. And areas around the Inside Passage are considered prime habitats. I don't know. That does not make sense. I don't know why I've put that there like that, folks. Oh, well, I've made the lady in white laugh. Listen to strange cries, folks. The Kushtaka are notorious for mimicking the cries of women and children to lure their victims. If you hear such sound in the wildness, it might be a sign that the Kushtaka are nearby. So off you twat. off you twat. Off you twat. Oh, for fuck's sake. Off you trot. Off you trot and follow them sounds. You might even get groped in the bollocks. Travel alone, but be cautious, folks. Whilst it's generally safer to travel in groups, the Kushtaka are more likely to approach lone individuals. If you are brave enough to venture alone, be extremely cautious and aware of your surroundings. You might as well carry a copper amulet and bring a dog as well. If you are attempting to meet the Kushtaka, Why not bring a copper amulet and your dog? Who knows? You might get groped. And it might be a start of a fun old night. The Kushtaka are believed to be more active at night, exploring remote areas after dark. Might increase the chances of encountering one, but also rises the danger level. Respect the local folklore. Well, if you're trying to meet the Kushtaka, why would you respect the local folklore? Unless you're looking to be saved, then maybe respect the local folklore. Engage with the local community to learn about their stories and experiences with the Kushtaka. They might provide valuable insights and tips on where and how to encounter these beings. Be prepared. Always be prepared. Be prepared because you never know what. You might meet an alien, you might meet Bigfoot, or you might meet a horny otter. The Kushtaka are deceptive and can change form. Be ready for anything unusual or scary. Trust your instincts and have a way to escape. Always have a plan B, folks. Always have a plan B. This is the most important one. And if you are searching such creatures or ghosts or aliens and UFOs and you haven't got a bloody camera on, what are you fucking doing? Document your experiences. If you encounter a Kushtaka, please document your experience with photos, videos, or notes, or maybe even get an interview with a Kushtaka. Doing so can help you share your story and contribute to the folklore surrounding these mysterious creatures. Who knows? You might be in a viral porno with the Kushtaka. Remember, seeking out the Kushtaka is not without risk. These creatures are part of a rich cultural mythology, and encounters can be dangerous. Always prioritize your safety and respect for local traditions and beliefs. So let's go to Cryptid Ricky and have a look at some of the mythology around this beast. The description. So we do have a picture of the little cute thingy, Kushtaka of Alaska, aka the water devil, monkey-like long claws. It looks quite cute, wouldn't you say, old lady in white?
You just called me an old lady?
No, I said... Luckily, that's recorded, so we can make sure that I didn't call her old. Folks, back me up. Lady in white, wouldn't you say that's a cute little thing?
Yeah, he didn't call me old either, did he?
No, I don't think I called you old. Oh, shit. I'm getting it from... X's all over the place now. Shit. And now that little haunted home is going to be haunted now. I'm going to be paranormally activated now. Shit. It looks like a monkey, folks. I'm not going to lie. It looks like a monkey. Longish arms. Although this is just a drawing. That does not look like an otter to me. Does not look like an otter. The old lady in white. Now I fucking said it. You heard me. The mythology. In many stories, the Kushtaka save lost individuals by distracting them with otter-like illusions of their family and friends as they transform their subject into a fellow Kushtaka, thus allowing him to survive in the cold. In other legends, it is said that the Kushtaka will imitate the cries of a baby or screams of a beautiful woman. We're assuming they're beautiful, to lure victims to the river. Once there, the Kushtaka grabs them inappropriately. And hopefully you get a good old fingering. Either kills the person and tears them to shreds, or will turn them into another Kushtaka. Sightings. The Kushtaka is featured on an episode of Alaska Monsters. On the first night recon, Todd gets the scare of his life when the Kushtaka pulled him into a small lake. The next morning, him and Rhett start building a spiritual type trap. On the last night hunt, Rhett appears behind them, which shows that the shape-shifting part may be true. The creature set off the trap without being seen on the cameras, but somehow got away. How convenient. Cryptid Wiki on this one wasn't great, folks, but yes, I got that little bit from Cryptid Wiki. So, one of the strangest stories ever told. That's what the story's called. One of the strangest stories ever told. Our story takes us to Thomas Bay, Alaska. In the early 1900s, a miner named Harry D. Klopp and his companions ventured into the wilderness in search of gold. Why not? There's gold in Ben Bear Mountains. Little did he know, they were about to encounter something far more terrifying. Klopp's companion, known only as Charlie, decided to explore a remote area alone. Hours passed, and when Charlie finally returned, he was pale and trembling, his eyes wide with fear. Charlie reencountered his harrowing experience. He had stumbled upon a strange, deserted village. As he explored, he felt an eerie presence watching him. Suddenly, he was surrounded by creatures that looked like a horrifying mix of humans and otters. That's not that horrifying, come on, folks. These creatures, the Kushtaka, began to close in on him. Charlie described their sharp claws and sinister grins. In a desperate bid to escape, he ran through the forest, the Kushtaka hot on his heels. Charlie managed to reach the safety of the camp, but he was never the same. He abandoned his mining expedition and left Alaska, haunted by the memory of the Kushtaka. So if you ever find yourself in the remote areas of Alaska, remember Charlie's tale. The Kushtaka might just be lurking in the shadows, waiting for their next victim. This tale is one of the most bizarre, chilling accounts of the Kushtaka, citing blending elements of horror and mystery. According to the tale, Charlie abandoned his mining expedition and left Alaska altogether. The experience left him with a profound fear of the wilderness and a lasting impression of the creature he encountered. Poor old Charlie. He probably got fingered by a horny otter man. Damn them horny otter men. Damn them. So yes, a couple of terrifying stories and a whole load of ways how to get in contact with the Kushtaka. Are you going to try and get in contact with the Kushtaka? If you are in Alaska, why the hell not? Why the hell not? I couldn't find if the Tlingit people had any Kushtaka festivals. If there was a day of festival, if there was a day, a certain day they celebrated the Kushtaka, why the hell would you want to celebrate this horny otter man? Why? I don't know. So what are my final thoughts of the Kushtaka, the horny otter man, the horny otter man from Alaska, the Kushtaka? Generally, I tend to lean to the belief with all conspiracies, paranormal, aliens, UFOs, cryptids, I generally always lean to the belief, and I'm going to tend to lean to the belief with the Kushtaka. There isn't any... The stories, what we've read tonight, it seems, they all seem plausible. There's no misidentification. There's no stories of misidentification. There's no stories of funniness. So I tend to lean to the belief. If you have any opinion, let me know. But I generally believe in the Kushtaka, the horny otter man. Who knows? Were you the latest victim of a good old fingering by the Kushtaka? Unfortunately, we don't know what the lady in white, Vicky, opinion is, because I forgot to ask this and I've thrown this in at the last minute. So, yes, back to the show. So thank you for joining me and the old lady in white. On this eerie journey into the world of the Kushtaka, I hope you enjoyed the chills, the thrills, and a few laughs along the way. Remember, if you ever hear strange cries in the wildness, it might just be the Kushtaka inviting you for a not-so-friendly grope. I mean chat. Who knows? You might get groped. You might get fingered. Why not take a chance? You might just fall in love, folks. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and share if you've enjoyed this tale, folks. Share it with your horny friends. Why not? And always, stay curious, stay safe, and keep an eye out for those mischievous otters. Until next time, brave souls, stay horny. But more importantly, stay horny, but more importantly, stay fucking filthy. I will see you next week. Peace.